This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Thanks, Joe. Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, broadcasting from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel. WIP parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. And if you hear a buzz here as we broadcast live, Hugh, it's because the players have arrived. The buses. There's a lot of buses, by the way.
Yes, there are. There's a lot. Probably the people in the organization at work. I saw a couple guys on the bus with no shirts on.
Yeah, those look like offensive linemen from afar.
Yes. Some of the exciting whites took the shirts off.
Yeah, my guess is though they're going to be the ones that are a problem at the podium.
I tell you, liquor is a beautiful thing when it puts you in a position where you gives a damn about how cold it is outside.
Yep.
Liquor's beautiful like that.
Well, they look like they're having a great time. Everyone here is as well. 215-592-9494. We lead you right up to the parade speeches. Ike Spikenfritz coming up at 2. That's around the time we expect the speeches to start here over at the Art Museum as the team makes their way. So Jeff Lurie, I saw Jalen Hurts on their bus. There's quite a few buses with the staff and front office and everybody here. So this thing's about to really, really, truly get started. We're going to go down to Devin and ESP coming up in about 10 minutes. They'll set the scene downstairs and right at the parade site for us. Let's go back to the phone lines here and talk to everyone on a very special day in Philadelphia. Rob is up on WIP. Rob!
Rob!
Yo, guys. What's up, man?
Yo, Rob. What are you feeling?
I miss you guys so much. I call in every day, but I can't wait to hold. I used to call in from North Wales. I'm in Rhode Island now.
Oh, wow.
I've been up here for 2 years, and everywhere I go with my Birds gear on, people are like, go Birds. I'm like, go Birds, baby. And I'm like, you from Philly? And they're like, no, I'm from up here. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you? You're not a Patriots fan? But they love the Birds up here in New England because they're winners. They're the next one up. You know what I mean? And everybody up here wanted to see a shellacking of Pat Mahomes. They know he's good, they know, but he's not the GOAT compared to their GOAT up here. You know what I mean?
Robin, and his GOAT, his pursuit of that took a big hit on Sunday because they got their doors blown in. I mean, let's call it for what it is. They got their doors blown in.
They certainly did, and the fact of the matter is, as young as our team is, we're like the ocean. You can't turn your back because the waves are going to keep hitting you.
Well, yeah, it'll drag you right under, Rob. Man, you're right about that, and especially this defense right now, which is it's become a great defense. Rob, we appreciate it. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. I didn't even see where the Twitter poll was. I'm guessing it was some sort of variation of Go Birds. Go Birds.
Oh, all day.
Go Birds.
All day.
It wasn't even a poll.
No, we didn't need one today. I think Go Birds was the poll today. Kyle,
I asked who everyone was happy for.
Okay. Well, I you know what? It's one of those where I think there's a million different answers. Like, there's so many good answers. Like, Kyle, how about for you? Who are you happiest for in a day like this?
Well, as a Nick Sirianni guy, I got to be happy for my guy Nick.
Never wavered.
Yeah. Like, the opening press conference sounded like a total moron.
Starting to get around.
A great year two, and then another down. Year three, and then now to be at the top of the mountain, man, I'm very happy for my guy, Nick.
Yeah, he's very easy to be happy for because he's doubted up and down. I mean, regardless of if you thought it was not that big of a deal, his first press conference was not exactly inspiring. You're like, is this really? I mean, this is the Eagles head coach, and now here he is as a world champion head coach with the Philadelphia Eagles. Salvador in Coatesville. What's up, Salvador?
We're world champs,
Salvador. Super Bowl champs.
I'm down here at the parade. I'm in line. We left the live casino. It took us like a half an hour to get out of there. But I got engaged, man. I proposed to my shorty.
Today?
Yes, at the parade, right in front of the buses, man.
Congratulations. Hugh Salvatore just got engaged today.
Today
at the parade.
Thank
we got a lot
you,
going
man.
On.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Oh my God, yo! Everybody
I ain't never
shook
gonna be
our
invited
hands.
Back up here no more.
Well, congratulations. DJ. Well, today's a memorable day for you guys for sure.
Thank you, man. Yo, it was awesome. Nick Sirianni came up. Zach Vaughn. Everybody came up. Yo, it was crazy, man.
Oh, so you saw those guys go past you?
Dude, we have footage of it. Everybody was shaking our hands. They were all off the buses shaking our hands. Landon.
Oh, that's awesome.
I can't even name them all, man. Everybody shook our hands, man. It was awesome, dude. Well, my girl's right here, man. We're getting married.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. That is awesome.
On Valentine's Day and the Eagles parade.
And they shook
Valentine's
the hands all the Eagles
Day,
going
man.
By. Yeah, that's special stuff, man. Salvador, we appreciate that. How about that? You said today was good. There's love in the air today, Valentine's Day. Salvador got engaged at the parade.
Yeah, I knew something would happen. It's probably going to be my last time being invited up here.
Yeah, today. You're wearing out. You're welcome.
I'm welcome.
All right, you got like 50 minutes to go. Don't get yourself kicked out, all right? Ben in Millville. Ben is up on WIP. What's up, Ben?
They ain't about to let me out of the studio no more.
Ben!
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up, Ben?
Man, I was here, I don't know, 7:44. I cracked my first Miller Lite, standing in the parking lot at Xfinity Live.
That's a good day. Anytime a day starts with a beer at 7:44, it could be a good day.
You know, Hugh, you got to love it, right? Come on.
I love it.
great to talk to you guys. You know, it was so great with all the fans, you know, the countless of Eagles chants. Exuberant, just celebrating and seeing, you know, I was right there in the beginning when the buses come out of the link and seeing Jeffrey Lurie hold up that Lombardi trophy. I mean, the utmost joy and satisfaction to see that, you know, 50 feet. Like, you can't beat it.
Well, the coolest part for Lurie is he saw this all coming 20 years ago, and he tried to tell everyone, and it took a little while, Ben, for them to really become something close to the gold standard, but he called it. Like, he said he was going to build the best team in the NFL, and he's done it, Ben. Like, that's got to be so satisfying for him that he had this goal, and he did it.
Exactly, and I hope you guys are enjoying the blast. I know I talked with the morning show. It's so exciting outside and everywhere. The weather, you know, it's a little chilly, but everybody's having so much fun. I see the joy in everybody's faces, and it's just a great, great time in the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah, it is, Ben. Enjoy the rest of it. Enjoy the rest of the day. Yes, and yeah, I did see some of that with the videos of Lurie and Jalen going by in their bus. There's so many Eagles buses, by the way, and now they got the escorts with the cars and the police and everyone.
I never understood. Why is the tow truck here in case one of the buses break down? They're going to throw it on the tow truck?
Well, I guess you can't have the whole parade stop over one car or one bus.
My thing is this. Now.
You have a tow truck thing?
No, Joe. I'm just like, okay, why is the tow truck here? Didn't you check all the buses before they went out? Like, didn't you double check them to make sure something like that wouldn't happen?
Yeah, but a pothole, flat tire, what are you going to do?
No, I'm saying, like, and I know somebody would be like, damn it, Hugh, why are you always overthinking stuff?
You are overthinking this.
But I'm just wondering, why is the tow truck here?
Well, actually, and
why
there's do we a need couple so, tow trucks.
Why do we need so many ambulances? Why do we need so many? What does that mean?
Ambulance is the cousin of ambiguity or something like that.
And the ambiguity. Ambiguity.
Hold up.
Cow.
Do you expect me not to? That's the worst one ever. It's a disaster.
You know what?
You tried so hard and failed so spectacularly.
No. You know what, Kyle? You know what makes it even better? Is that I haven't had anything to drink.
No, this is straight Hugh.
I know you well enough that you don't need anything to drink.
No, and Spike's looking at me like, what the hell are you trying to say? Ambiguity.
I can't even.
And now we're breaking glasses.
Yeah,
it's about that time.
I heard that.
Yeah, you know.
God, did
that
you
was
that?
Not
get
that
it,
was
get it together back
that
then.
Was not us. But was it WIP? Yes.
I have another story to tell that I can almost guarantee you that I would not be invited up here ever again.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I put my hands on the guy that was throwing the party. On accident, though. It was an accident.
What do you mean accident?
Well, because he wrote, like, you know, we have a little section.
A tiny little section.
And he rolled up on us. And I was like, and I kept asking everybody, like, hey, you know who this is? You know, because this is all about security.
He was in charge here?
Well, his party. And I told him he had to go.
It's his party?
Yeah, and I told him he had to go. And I pushed him up out of here. And he's looking at me like, but wait.
So basically, we're on borrowed time.
Are you a bouncer now?
Well, no, dog. You know.
Bouncer like, Douglas.
Now, listen. And I told y'all when I'm out in these spaces like this and I ain't been drinking, I'm a little bit, you know, I'm a little bit more heightened senses. So he was rolling up on me and I was like, dog, are you a part of this?
Yeah, he is. Actually.
And he said no, and I said, "Well, you got to go." And listen, Kyle, they ain't never gonna let me out the studio after this.
So we all hope for back to back in a dynasty. We might need a couple year break though before we're allowed to do this again. We might only be able to do this once every.
And nobody and everybody looking at me and Ike laughing, because Ike look and Spike was like, "Hey, no, he's okay," and Ike laughing, because he was like, "Oh, dog, you know, hey, you shouldn't have rolled up on him," and I'm like, "Yeah."
It's good never, for now until they escort you out of here.
This is my last time outside of the studio.
You got 50 more minutes, dude.
I can't wait to get home.
Well, good thing you have a 3-day weekend. You lay low.
I ain't got no choice.
Lay low.
I got to lay low.
Yeah, you send an apology on Tuesday, and we go about our business. All right, 215-592-9494.
Thanks a lot. Spike just sat there and let it happen.
Whoa.
All right, Spike's got to defend himself now.
Spike just let it happen.
Wait a minute. I did not just let it happen. I stopped it from happening.
No, but initially I said, Spike, do you know him? And he was like, no.
No, that is not what happened. I didn't hear you at all. I just saw you push it. You got to go back, man. I'm like, no, Hugh, he's okay.
Why did you turn into Bouncer Douglas over here?
Because Buddy was all up on my back.
It's a tight space over
and it was
here.
It was tight, and he was all up on me. I'm like, yo, dog, do you know somebody?
He knows everyone here. Yeah.
And nobody said, and I was like, dog, you got to go. He's looking at me like, but wait. No, we ain't waiting for nothing.
Hugh's not waiting for Taz to do something. He's not even here.
No, listen. Yeah. Get a little, you know, I'm a little nervous. It's a little tight up here. Yeah. Everybody been drinking. So I'm just, you know.
So even the guy who's throwing the party gets knocked out of the way.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I got 50 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and go home.
Yeah.
I've what they call worn out your welcome.
And we just got here a few hours ago. Worn out your welcome. All right.
It's a wrap.
We are going to go down to Devin and Ellie. I keep doing that. I'm combining their names. Devin and Elliot, who are live down at the parade as the Eagles have arrived, the buses have arrived. Devin, Elliot, how is it down there?
Man, finally, the buses have arrived. The first one has started to pull up. I can see Swoop at the front there. Fans are going crazy. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, last time I talked to you guys, the thing had officially kind of broken out into a party. Music is playing. Everyone's dancing. But now that the players are here, it's definitely gone up another level.
Yeah, the buses are pulling in. Like, I feel like their ship's getting ready for battle. They're flying their Eagles flags, pulling into this massive crowd. And what's really cool, guys, is the seats that are right in front of us. So basically between where Elliot and I are situated, and the art museum steps where the speeches and everything will go down have finally filled out. So this place is just wall to wall with Eagles fans. It's really amazing.
And
it
looks like Jalen Hurts has gotten off the bus. He's with Big Dom. He's got the victory cigar out. Looks like he's going to walk the rest of the way. So the Super Bowl MVP has arrived.
Yeah, there's a buzz as they were pulling up close to where we are, and we could kind of sense it. There's a buzz. I'm sure it's up by where you guys are too now. And I'm excited to see the reaction to them as they arrive and stand up near where you guys are and whoever takes the podium, because this is everyone here's first chance to really celebrate them in a different realm. Yeah. Like, you know, Elliot, it's one thing that, you know, Jalen Hurts is the Eagles quarterback, and he's a really good player, and he has a ton of fans. But now, you just said it, he's now the Super Bowl MVP. I mean, he joins a group now that only has two people in it ever in the history of this franchise, Nick Foles and Jalen Hurts, Super Bowl MVPs. Like, Jalen's status in this city has just gone to a level that I don't even know if he realizes yet.
Oh, without question. I mean, I think 2 years ago, look, we do the pregame show every week. I don't know if the Jalen Hurts jersey was the number one jersey we would see. There was a lot of Jason Kelce, Brandon Graham, Lane Johnson. Looking around here, there are a lot of Jalen Hurts jerseys. He might even be number one now, literally. So, yeah, he has definitely gone to another level. But to your point, too, about, you know, the moment and what they're in, the Eagles are a roster filled with big-time players, superstars in college and the NFL. But not a lot of them, I mean, in fact, only four or five of them, have been in this exact moment with this crowd and this, you know, parade and this speech. So I'm excited to see what they do in this moment, what Jalen we see, and how he talks to this crowd. Because I can tell you right now, having been up on those steps and looking out, it is quite the scene to take in. So I'm excited to see how they handle it.
Yeah, well, I mean, and you're right, this is their first time for most of them, right? Only two of their, you know, offense or defense players, Lane and Brandon, have rings, and then, you know, Lovato and Elliott. So, Devin, this is going to be interesting because this is a whole group that have never experienced this before. I'm sure they're enjoying themselves, but once they get to that podium, I can't wait to hear what these guys say.
Oh, I know. And we've been talking to fans, trying to figure out, you know, who they're most looking forward to hearing from. And an answer that we've gotten quite consistently is Jalen Hurts. And you guys know, you know, we hear him at the podium. Jalen Hurts can sometimes, most oftentimes actually, not be a man of many words. I'm really curious to hear what he says. I don't think he's going to be anything out of character. You know, Jalen Hurts is who he is. He's cool, calm, and collected always, I think, even at a Super Bowl parade. But I think he'll give us some spice. I think he'll spice it up at the podium. I'm really interested to see Nick Sirianni. So the times that they've shown him here on the Jumbotron, I don't know if you guys have been super tuned in, he actually looks kind of, like, calm, surprisingly calm.
Yes.
I thought Nick Sirianni would be, you know, going a little bit more wild, but maybe he's just saving that for the podium. I'm really looking forward to hear what Sirianni has
And I'll also say that they have the front section of these seats roped off for families and friends. It feels like the Sirianni family section is about one or two rows deep. So the Sirianni family is going to be well represented. And I don't know if you can hear it, but the bus is going by right now. Fans are running to the right side of the art museum to try to get a look. It feels like everyone in the world has their phone up right now. So the Eagles have definitely arrived.
Yeah, I can hear it. I can feel it. I can hear it. I can see it from where we are right now. Guys, we appreciate the check-ins. Enjoy the rest of this and the speeches to come in a little bit. Yeah, Hugh, so Devin and Elliot were just mentioning Jalen and what he might say on his speech. Hugh, I always think there's two Jalens, right?
Uh-huh.
Jalen is very aware of his status as a franchise quarterback, and usually at the podium, he either gives non-answers or short answers. But sometimes, Hugh, we see him mic'd up with his guys in the locker room right before a game. There's another side to him. I think that's why the players like him, right? Because he's one of the guys. I wonder if we get hair, you know, I'll say this way, like hair down Jalen, or is he buttoned up Jalen tonight? Because he can say whatever he wants to say, but we rarely hear the side, I think, his teammates hear.
I would say, if I was a bet man, I'll say a little bit
both?
More buttoned up than anything. I don't think, like, because I told you before this parade started, I was like, there's probably one guy that I would bet that probably isn't drinking, and it's Jalen.
Yeah.
Jalen's been through a lot, man, throughout his whole life, and he was on, The View earlier this week, and I think one of the questions that
was
asked
on every show this week, yeah.
Well, yeah, and they talked about how his delivery hasn't changed since he was a young man. He still talks the same. I think Jalen is just built different. And Jalen's one of those cats where, I guess the best way to say, he's not going to break bread with everybody. He might fellowship with you, but it's different from fellowshipping than breaking
sure,
bread.
Yeah.
You know, so this right here will be a fellowship. This ain't a bread breaking. You know what I mean? I mean, for all the people to understand that, basically, when you break bread with somebody, you know, you're letting your hair down, you're drinking some wine, and you're being full of yourself.
You talk a little different, yeah.
Yes, but when you're fellowshipping, you're talking and you're being cordial, but you're still a little reserved because, you know, you probably feel like there's a lot of people out there that even though they're here and they're celebrating, probably wasn't pulling for him in the long haul.
Well, I also hope that he takes all this in and enjoys this moment.
Yeah.
Because I hope it happens again. But I'm not, you know, you never know if it will. I think this could be the best and most happy moment he ever has with this fan base.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, Nick Foles had this moment. There's only two quarterbacks here that have had this moment.
Yeah.
Foles and him. So he gets to have that. It's rare. I mean, it's been 59 years of the Super Bowl era, and only two quarterbacks ever had this moment with this fan base. Take it all in, Jalen.
Yeah. This is the fellowship. This ain't a bread breaking. He going to fellowship.
Take it all in. Fellowship. Enjoy. Jake and Delco. What's up, Jake?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Jake, what's up, pal?
Yo, Hugh, Spike, a man whoop a man. What a time to be alive, huh?
What a time to be alive.
That's right. Jake, what are you feeling today?
Oh, man, I still can barely believe it, man. Watching that first half was insane. It was just, and this year, all the stories within the stories, you know, the mercurial rise of Zach Bond, the doubt about N'Kobe Dean and Nolan Smith, everything. Darius Slay was not on the team, and then suddenly he was back on the team in the offseason. Just all the BG coming back. I mean, there's so many stories within the stories. It's so great. I'm just soaking it all in.
Yeah, Jacob, we all are. And the BG one is one that, again, like so many of them, it was hard to see coming. Like when he got hurt that night in L.A., Hugh, he said after that game, I'm done for the season.
Yeah.
And then 2 months later, he's on the field chasing Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and still looked like he could still play.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean,
that was the one thing Elliott was right about.
I mean, everyone gets one, right? Elliott called it. Yeah. Now Elliott's on a little heater here. He, you know, he called the Jalen thing, the Super Bowl. He's going to play well, which is great. It's good for him, and he did play really well.
But thank you guys. Thank you guys. I always got you in my earbud while I'm working, and you make my days better. I love listening to you, Joe, and you, man. It's a great time to be alive, and thank you so much.
Well, Jake, thank you.
Thank you for listening.
I mean, yeah, today's a day like people keep thanking us. We thank them. Like,
yeah, for listening.
The reason we get to do this is because everyone out there and everyone listening or watching wherever they are, you know, being part of this wherever you are. But you, like every single person down there, is why we get a chance to do this, because people love the teams in the city, especially the Eagles, as much as they do.
Hey, man, there's no city like Philadelphia. I worked in Atlanta for 10 years. I was down there, and that's a passionate fan base, no question about it. But it's nothing, if you allow me to finish. But there's nothing like being here in Philadelphia.
There's no
fan base like Philadelphia fan base.
No, well, there's not. And I don't think in any sport there's anything like the love of the Eagles.
It's scary. It's scary how fanatic this these people
you know,
are.
You know how you
it's,
know
it's, my, it's great.
One of my favorite things to like point out the how much people love it is when people see you or Ike or any ex-players, and they thank you for your service as if you were a soldier.
A soldier. Yeah. And it's weird.
Yeah.
Like, you know what the weirdest thing is, too? When people say, congratulations for this.
Well, because you're like, still part of the family.
Well, yeah, I get it, but this is theirs.
I know.
You know what I mean? But I get it, and I'm not – I mean, I appreciate it, but this is their moment. I know I'm a part of it. I'm a part of the history of the Eagles or whatever. But this is their moment. So, yeah, it's a little weird because after the Eagles won, people were like, congratulations. Man, I ain't play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's almost like people congratulate like a relative when someone, like, does something great in a family. Like, congratulations. Well, you're part of it, though. You guys are. And the foundation was set all those years ago. And then here, look at this team now. 215-592-9494 to hop in. We will check back in with Buzz again next. Let's see what Buzz comes up with. We'll find him on Broad Street. Get your calls in. The speeches are set to begin around 2. We'll carry those as well. Afternoon show coming your way at 2 o'clock. A lot to do on WIP.
on a very, very special day. We're live today broadcasting from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel. WIP parade coverage is brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, are you ready for these speeches? Are you ready?
Yes.
Welcome back, everyone. It's the Midday Show broadcasting from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
WIP's parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. So the whole crew is here now. The buses have stopped coming, which means they're all here.
And the people are walking up the street.
That's right, which means we are just minutes away from the speeches. We will air them on WIP. Afternoon show coming up after us. And in their show, the bulk of the speeches will happen today. In fact, I'm guessing probably all of them will start around 2 o'clock. So stay tuned all day to WIP for our parade coverage. Now, we're going to go, I believe, to Buzz again in a few minutes. We'll see what's going on with him down there, see if he's uncovered anything. Kyle was sending me some videos here. Quinion looks like he's had himself quite a day.
He's three sheets.
Yep. I also saw at one point they thought that Reed was Coop or Coop was Reed, which, again, I get that.
Mighty Whitey's.
Yep. And Kyle, do we think Howie Roseman's okay? Some reports are saying Howie may have got smacked in the head with a beer.
He's got a large gash on his forehead.
Oh, no.
Howie?
Yeah.
Someone threw a beer can, and it may have connected.
Well, I mean, he probably, you know, the good thing about alcohol is, too, it keeps you warm.
Yeah.
And it's like a numbing agent.
Yeah, it's like a healing agent.
Yeah.
Sure.
He's
going
to feel it tomorrow, though.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think about a million people are going to feel it tomorrow. So he's not going to be the only one.
Well, like, we're all making bad decisions today. It's like, so I'm in good company.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
Except you're the only one at work.
Hey, but I'm the only one that's sober.
Yeah, you've had yourself quite a show.
I mean, so some are questioning that.
I mean, we started off with the ambiguity.
I promise you.
Then
promise
we went you. To you being dumped, and then you tell the boss here to get out. Put hands on the guy in charge of this place.
Hey, listen, I'm up with 3 for 3 then, I guess.
Yeah, you might as well.
Does this sound like a sober guy at work to you?
Just in the ambiguity. I gotta run that one back though. Ambiguity. That was a good word.
Something tells me we're gonna get a lot of use out of ambiguity.
Ambiguity.
Oh my god.
We may have to eventually one day rank all of the Hugh drops, because that one, that is a chance to go to the top.
It's my new favorite by far.
Yeah, I mean, I always liked Tua, the 201. The 201 has always been one of my favorites.
Tua Tagovailoa. No, you know what would have been fun? I wish I could have been in the studio when I said it, and the look on Kyle's face, like, what the hell? ambiguity. Because Spike looked at me like, what?
Well, you know what? They're not used to, like, I'm used to this now. Like, I just let you workshop through the word. I know Kyle's going to cut it, and we're going to have fun with it. The two of them are like, what the hell is this guy talking about?
Yeah, I was worried about you for a second there.
I promise you, not one drop of liquor has been had.
No.
I promise.
Hugh has, you know, Hugh has amazing self-control, because he's had a bottle of brown liquor in front of him for 4 hours. He hasn't opened it even in a second.
Nah.
You might think he has by the show, but I promise you he has not. All right, let's go to Patrick in Thorndale, who's up. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, what's good, Philadelphia?
Patrick, what's up, buddy?
Super Bowl champion two-time, everybody, two-time.
That's twice, two times, two rings. Patrick, what are you feeling today?
Yeah, I'm feeling amazing. Just want to call, check in. Longtime listener. Love you guys. We're heading back from the parade. We saw it down by the stadiums. We're going to get home in time to watch the speeches. We love all you guys. Thanks for all your hard work. We love you guys. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds, Patrick. Appreciate it. Love it, man. I love it. Listen, we appreciate everyone listening to our show, but the people that are saying thank you for the hard work, we're sitting here watching a parade. The hard work is the guys down there.
No, listen. We sit here every day, and we're you. The only difference between us and you is that we have a microphone that we talk in every day.
That's it.
Have you heard Kyle? Kyle is the biggest Eagle fan that I know that I work with every day. So, I mean, we're basically you. We just have microphones in front of our faces. That's it.
That's it. I mean, we thank you, because we get to be here because of everyone that listens to this radio station and loves the Eagles as much as they do. But the people we should thank are the guys that play. They're the champions. I mean, they're the reason a day like this is happening. They are a great football team. And the coolest part, Hugh, and it's come up a lot this week, is this does not feel like a one-off. Once in a while in sports, a team will win a title, and it feels like a little bit of an accident, one-off, special year. This doesn't feel that way. This feels like the beginning, or we're in the midst of, if you want to count 2 years ago when they went to the Super Bowl, we're in the midst of a special run that does not happen very often with any franchise.
Oh, no question about that, man. And that's the great part about it, because it feels I guess it feels like we broke through, you know, when you think about it. And now, you know, and I know, like, Terry Bradshaw talked about on the show last week about how once you win one, people are going to be expecting you to win another one. People are already talking about next year. People are already talking about
the D-word
for next year. They're talking about how good this team's going to be and how tough it's going to be to get back to the Super Bowl. But that's how it is, man. That's why we're fans. That's why we love this team. And for a lot of us, we don't see any obstacles in front of them that can stop them. So, I mean, that's natural. That is natural. And I'm pretty sure the guys are starting to think about that now. We know you're talking about the cut from AJ when he was talking about the journey and everything. I'm pretty sure after this parade today that they're going to start thinking forward to next year and what next year is going to look like and get back to work in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. And the cool part is that they have a lot of great players, and they also seem to have, Hugh, guys that are pretty grounded and driven. You know, like, they expect to win, and they know what it takes to win. Like, I expect guys like Hurts and Devontae to get right back to work because they were raised in football by Nick Saban, right? Like, Nick Saban always struck me as the guy that the day after he won, he was on to the next one. And that's how the Patriots did what they did for 20 years. They did, they celebrated, they did these, but then they right back to the next one. That's how you sustain success.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what this team is about, man. You know, and that's what it's about, like, to get the next one. Because this feeling, this is like, never mind. I'm going to say that analogy for another day.
You're going to hold on that one?
Yeah, I'm going to hold on to that one. But this is a good feeling, man. And you want to keep this feeling going as long as you possibly can.
Yeah, like, and I just by your laughing, I'm glad you held on to that analogy. All right, let's grab Brian, and then we're going to check in with Buzz on Broad. Brian, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm up in Hoboken.
Hey, Brian.
Hello?
We got you, Brian. What are you feeling?
Right on, man. Let's go, Birds. I'm up in Hoboken. I had work today, but I'm watching the parade on TV, NBC Sports, and I'm listening to you guys. It's incredible, man. It's just, like, this team, how we just, like, you know, everybody thought we were done, like, last year, early this year, and we're celebrating a Super Bowl in the city of brotherly love on Valentine's Day. This is really great.
Yeah, it is special. And, Brian, you're right about, like, the thinking that the curve of the team was going the wrong direction. I mean, they have that magical 2022 Super Bowl, then they start off 10-1 in 23. But, Brian, there was a stretch from, like, the beginning of December 23 to the end of September of this year where they were, like, 3-8 over 11 games. And it was like, you know, I thought the Sirianni thing was headed in the wrong direction. I'm like, we're going to have a new coach. And then from there on, they won 15 out of the next 16, and we got a parade. It's incredible.
It really is. It really is. And, you know, just, you know, I come down every weekend almost to watch the Eagles. And, you know, there's a bar in Hoboken, Mulligan's, that is incredible. So many
I've been there.
Fans.
Yeah, I've been in that place.
Yeah,
yep. It's a good spot.
It's amazing there. But, yeah, you know, I go down and, you know, I go in the city. It's incredible. Just like the fans, like everybody, you know, the players, how, like, Saquon, I just saw a video. Saquon pulled the ball boy onto the Broadway or Broad Street and just, like, brought him onto the parade. It was like, it's just incredible. Like, it's just the aura or whatever you want to call it. It's great. This is something that's amazing to watch. So I just wanted to call in and give my good words to the city.
Well, Brian, man, we appreciate you being a listener and doing this with us, man. And enjoy today. Enjoy the parade and enjoy coming down. And we get to have a celebration today. There'll be a ring ceremony for these guys. And they get to open the season next year as the NFL Super Bowl champions on that opening night. All right, let's go down to Buzz. Buzz on Broad. Buzz, let's hear what you got going on down there.
Thank you, guys. Standing down here at the sports complex, and I'm with the now famous Run the Ball guys outside of the NovaCare complex since the 2017 Super Bowl run. How are you guys feeling today? We got another parade here in Philly.
We're pumped up. We're jacked up. We're holding it down here on Patterson Avenue, ready for this parade to get started. We're down here representing.
Nick. Go Bird.
Thank you, Nick and Hallie. You sent us out the coffee. Hey, Run the Ball. We love you guys. Forever grateful. We're here, baby.
Now, there are four of you guys total. What are your guys' names?
Dave.
Keith Shirley.
Joe Long.
Mike Mache.
Cool. And how did you guys come up with this idea? Originally, obviously, a call and push to Run the Ball. Probably feel pretty validated this season. Saquon Barkley, a 2,000-yard rusher.
Started back in 2017 season when we won the Super Bowl. Dougie Peterson coming out against the Kansas City Chiefs, threw the ball for 45 times, came up with the idea, let's go down, just run the ball, roll the blunt. That's all he wanted. Let LeGarrette roll. Then it turns out, you see what happened. We went to the Super Bowl. Won the Super Bowl. Last year we come out, not happy after being, 10-1.
10-1. Got romped by the Niners.
Romped. Weren't running the ball. Came out. Season didn't turn out how he wanted to. Signed Saquon.
But then we went out and signed Saquon.
Signed Saquon. Come out this year. We're the number one rushing team in the league. With number one defense.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
That was Nick. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Saquon.
All right, thank you, guys. Send it back to you.
Love those guys. Run the ball, guys. You know my favorite part of that was? Subtly, those guys taking credit for the Eagles' success. Like, hey, we started this after week 2, 2017. Since then, two rings. Run the ball, guys.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Listen, someone's got to get credit
fanatics,
for it.
Fanatics. Doing what fanatics do.
I don't know where in the pie of credit, Kyle, we give to those guys for the Eagles' success the last 8 years, but I'm not going to say they get zero. I mean, they said run the ball.
Like, judging by the way it was trending, they pointed it out. Doug throwing the ball like a gazillion times against the Chiefs.
In week two, I remember the game. They lost in Kansas City.
And we saw what happened after that.
Well, I mean.
They should get a ring.
Results don't lie.
They should get a ring.
Listen, if the Eagles are handing out rings to people who they think deserve credit, the run the ball guys absolutely deserves credit. We appreciate Buzz for a lot of hard work on Broad Street today. We had a lot of great correspondents today, Hugh. We had Buzz, Devin, and Elliot. People, they did a really great job today.
Yes, they did, man. Commend them for that, man. It's been a long, cold day, but when you're out here for stuff like this, it doesn't really matter, man. It just makes it fun.
You know,
fun.
I was also impressed. Like, we know Devin has reporter chops, right? She's a reporter.
Yes.
Elliot is a reporter, but he also, he's a radio guy. He's a podcaster. He's got tapes.
You proud of Buzz?
I'm proud of Elliot went back to his reporter roots today, but I'm proud of Buzz.
Yeah, Buzz did a good job, man. He was kind of weird, though. He asked the girl what she was wearing, though.
Well, Buzz is weird. I mean, that's part of Buzz's shit.
We love you, Buzz.
Yeah, no, good job. We appreciate Buzz doing a good job for us today. Let's go to Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Kyle.
Bruce.
Kyle, you. And the crew.
What up, man?
Bruce.
Hey, well, I'm down here in D.C. I just want to give a shout-out to my brother Craig and his son Lil Craig. They were down at the south end of the stadium. They're warming up in line, but everybody's tuned in. Man, this is just a beautiful sight to see. I'm looking at it live on my cell phone, and NFL Network is going to broadcast the ceremony. But, man, this is just a glorious day. I think I've looked at the Super Bowl like 10 times now. And right after the game, I went downtown and watched girls working out the windows while the cars were moving. I had to take in some of that crazy energy, you know, before I made my way back home.
Oh, of course. Yeah, no, listen. Yeah, and I'm glad that all these networks are broadcasting it, so if you're out of town, you could see it. And we have all the speeches here on WIP and the Odyssey app, because this is the culmination, Bruce. This is going to be so special to watch this for the next few hours, to just see these guys and hear what they got to say.
Yes, indeed. And look, let me tell you, there was one sight that really just brought chills to me as the bus, they were coming into the Parkway area. They were playing the Meek Mill's anthem, and everybody in the crowd, you could actually hear it online. They were in sync, because that song is still the original anthem of the Super Bowl run, our championship era.
Yep.
And it was just a joy to just hear that and see that, and everybody just, you know, singing and using. I'm just so beautiful. So I'm going to keep my Eagle bathrobe on, walking through the supermarkets down here in the D.C. area and getting all these strange looks and just rubbing it in their faces. We're going to get ready for next year.
You do that, Bruce. You represent. Bruce, we appreciate you, man. Good phone call. Let's go to Brian in Bucks County. Brian, what's up, pal?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just want to say you were talking about who you were happiest for, obviously the team, the organization, but the one I'm happiest for is the man who started the season going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame and finished it by counting down the clock on the Super Bowl, and that's Merrill Reese. I think that's just a great year. And I couldn't be happier for him because of, you know, a lot of times announcers don't get the accolades that they should.
You know, that's a great point, Brian. Hugh, this year started with Merrill going in the Hall of Fame, right? In August, he got inducted into the Hall of Fame, and it ends with a parade down Broad Street. And, Brian, I'm happy for him that he still gets to do this, right? Like, there's so few broadcasters that have the opportunity to do what he's done for as long as he's done. Like, it's almost like a thing of the past where you got one broadcaster in a town for a team for, you know, as 30, 40, 50 years. Yeah, it's like he's the voice of the Eagles in every way. And for all of us, like, he'll always be the voice of the Eagles. It's awesome.
He's the voice of every Eagles game for me. And real quick, want to give a shout-out to Car Club, Dave Dombowski, Rob Sittler Jr., and Nikki Ketox. Thanks, guys. Go Birds.
You got it, Brian. We appreciate it. Go Birds, yeah. The fact that Hugh, I'm sure there was a time during Merrill's career here where he probably wondered, would he ever get to do a Super Bowl championship? And now he's gotten two. You know, he did a long time before one, and now he got two.
Mike Quick got two of them things, too, baby. Yeah, that's pretty dope, man. That is pretty dope. You talk about the time that he's been here, the history that he's seen with this football team, and for him to get it like this, man, yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and we're lucky enough on our show, Hugh, we get a chance to have weekly interviews with both Merrill and Scott Franske, like the voices of the city, the voice of the team. And, I mean, it's what they all dream of, right? Calling the biggest moment for the team you broadcast for. And for Merrill, I thought his call the other night to end the Super Bowl was cool because 8 years ago or 7 years ago, it was about this one's for all the fans, right? And now this one was, it's the greatest team in Eagles history.
Yeah, and it is, man. When you look like, I guess a lot of us can't see it because we're close to it. But, boy, the way that defense played, 85 Bears. They just don't have the name recognition, but they played lights out, number one defense. The Chiefs didn't get past the 50 to, what, the third quarter, something like that?
They had 24 yards in the first half of the game. 24.
Like it's not only the fact that the way they played, but you know how sometimes, like you said, like some of the – who you say, Kerry Collins – you look at some of the
Best defenses dominated. Bears dominated Steve Grogan.
Yeah. You're talking about this defense dominated Patrick Mahomes.
It's actually Tony Eason.
Tony Eason, that's who it was?
Not Steve Grogan. Sorry.
Who was it?
Tony Eason.
But they probably beat the brakes off both of them.
Yeah, but the point is –
you're talking about 85, right? Bears?
Yes, 85 Bears.
No, but the point is they did this against Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, sir.
And he didn't get past the 50, Ike.
Our two championships have come against the two greatest quarterbacks
in
football history.
But you know what? That first team, now they were the greatest because they won the Super Bowl. But, hell, they gave up 500 yards.
This was different.
He passed for less than 100 yards.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
To your point, Hugh, he was saying, like, they don't have the name recognition here yet, like the 85 Bears or 2000 Ravens. But 5 years from now, guys, we might look back differently. Jalen Carter has the potential to be a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
You know, Quinion and Cooper and Nolan Smith might make a lot of Pro Bowls together. And we'll see where Zach Bond's career goes. This is his first year being great, but maybe he continues. It's like 5 years from now, we might look back and say it was one of the most talented defenses. We just didn't realize when the year started what we had.
Because they came together in one season
Did
this.
Yep.
And they're so young.
Yes.
So the 85 Bears team had been together for a while. So those names were net recognizable.
2,000 Ravens were veterans, mostly. Yes.
This is a young defense that, by the way, was just the worst defense in the league a year ago.
That's how crazy. Like, I think about when we were here and Jim Johnson got here.
Right.
And even the first year he was here, we didn't look like they looked.
Right.
It took like 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
It took 2 years. That's the thing that I don't think people realize. This happened in one season. And I think it's a combination of a bunch of things.
And I think that defense that you spearheaded with Dog and Trot, Troy, Bobby Taylor, Al Harris, Corey Simon, Hollis Thomas, you guys may have had more talent on that team in 99, 2000.
But they're more of a cohesive unit.
Yeah.
That's what I was about to say.
That's an impressive thing. They've done it at such a early stage of their career.
And you know what? I'll even go as far as say probably a smarter unit.
You know, when you talk about being able to play, because think about how long it took for us to all get on the same page and row in the same direction.
Yeah.
It didn't take them that long to do that.
Well, I tell you, that's the thing about Vic Fangio. You know, you know, Jim came in installing zone blitzes and all types.
Day one. Day one.
So all types of stuff. But it seems like Coach Fangio figured out the formula to not complicate things and put these guys in the right position to be at their best. And they when you get young guys playing as fast and confident as these guys are, man, that's probably the most impressive thing I've seen with this defense all year.
And you know what else I think it is, too? I think it's the way that they learn the game, because they have, I think, the smart pass that they get to take home, and the fact that they can send them they can send them stuff,
all the
Joe,
video, everything.
At any time of night, he can say, yo, Quinn, or yo,
that's,
Coop.
That's big. That's big.
Yo,
yeah,
I want you to check.
Big,
like, I was looking at this. Your coach can say, hey, you can check your iPad and say, hey, I want you to look at this because I saw this and that. Or your teammates, I'm pretty sure they're probably linked.
They're way more advanced than we were.
Way more advanced.
Yeah, I give you that,
And they also
they're
seem
way more advanced.
Really mature for their age. Like, Quinion and Cooper and Nolan Smith, they're like old souls, even though they're 23 years old. They don't talk like kids. They don't play like them. They're like veterans out there.
And you know, you're so right. And I think that's what has allowed this team to reach its full potential. Like, you don't have the typical rookie stuff to deal with. Immaturity.
Yep. Mistakes.
You know, mistakes. Not really knowing how to approach the job, the work ethic. It seems like these guys, like Cooper comes from a great football program up there with Kirk Ferentz at Iowa. Like, Cooper knows what it's like to practice hard, you know, all that type of stuff. Quinion Mitchell, we didn't know a whole lot about him coming out of Toledo, but has there ever been a corner that has come in and seen more pro-ready than Quinion Mitchell?
If I didn't know, I'd say he's 28. He's been in the league 5 years.
Yes.
Yeah, he's just, they all are like that.
Reminds me of Troy Vincent, man. That's what Quinion Mitchell reminds me of.
Yeah, well, that's a heck of a draft and a heck of a job by Howie to put this team together. All right, so coming up, the speeches will begin shortly. The afternoon show is coming up next.
Oh,
Ike and Spike and Fritz on parade day. We'll stick around. We're going to hang out. Those guys coming up, they will lead the way. They will lead the way. Well, it's their show now. The heavy lifting's over for you today. No more ambiguity here.
Just pop in.
You're
in
good
and out
for
you
the day.
To.
Yeah.
You don't have to be ambidextrous.
Yeah. Ambidextrous ambiguity and a great day. Listen, we appreciate everyone letting us be the soundtrack to a special day here on WIP. You guys enjoy the rest of it. Parade speeches in their entirety coming up live on WIP. With the afternoon show, Ike and Spike and Fritz are next. Enjoy the rest of a special day in Philadelphia sports history right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Birds!
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.